From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting. The Spanish government is meeting to discuss a course of action after Catalonian President Carles Puigdemont suspended a threatened declaration of independence following an October referendum in order to hold talks with Madrid. Spain's foreign minister called it trickery. Prime Minister Mariano Rajoy is expected to address Parliament. Puigdemont said the moment requires an easing of tensions, but also compromise. The Catalan leader signed a document proclaiming full sovereignty. Puigdemont has been under intense international pressure to avoid declaring independence, which Madrid called illegal. Spain's deputy prime minister, Soraya Sáenz de Santamaría, accused him of creating tension and uncertainty. She said any talks must take place within the law. Atlantic Council's Spanish analyst Carlos Castillo said the Catalan leader appeared to sow confusion among his supporters.
What we've seen today was definitely disappointing for the pro-independence movement. There were thousands of people in Barcelona awaiting the declaration of independence, and once he mentioned the suspension, a lot of people just went home and accused the president of treason.
More than 40% of Catalans took part in the referendum October 1st, 90% voting for independence. Vote counting is underway following Liberia's presidential election Tuesday to replace incumbent Ellen Johnson Sirleaf, who's served the mandatory constitutional two terms. It's the first peaceful democratic transfer of power in more than seven decades. Edwina Jerome was a first-time voter.
I'm looking for a leader that is transparent, a leader that will seek the interests of the people, in that a leader that will improve the education system.
No clear winner expected to emerge from 20 candidates contesting the first round, a second round scheduled for November. This is VOA News. Turkey's President Recep Tayyip Erdogan has blamed U.S. Ambassador Robert Bass for the bilateral dispute involving a mutual suspension of visa services in the wake of the arrest of two Turkish U.S. consulate employees with alleged ties to last year's failed coup. Mr. Erdogan said if Bass acted alone, he should no longer be posted to Ankara. In Washington, U.S. spokesperson Heather Nauert defended the ambassador, saying he had the full backing of the U.S. government, and expressed puzzlement at Turkey's actions.
We have not seen any evidence that indicates that our staff members were involved of what the government is accusing them of doing. I just want to make that clear.
The dispute comes as the NATO allies are at odds over the fate of exiled Muslim cleric Fethullah Gulen, currently in the U.S., amid Turkish demands he be extradited for allegedly orchestrating the failed coup. President Donald Trump is expected to make his decision public this week on Iran policy, including whether to decertify Iran's compliance with the 2015 International Nuclear Agreement. Sarah Huckabee Sanders is a White House spokesperson.
The president's reached a decision on a overall Iran strategy and wants to make sure that we have a broad policy to deal with that, not just one part of it, as I said last week, to deal with all of the problems of Iran being a bad actor. Beyond that, I don't have anything to add.
Mr. Trump may also announce whether he considers the Iranian Revolutionary Guard Corps a terrorist organization. The UN Security Council has endorsed an action plan to break the political stalemate in Libya. The council gave its unanimous backing to the proposal by UN Special Envoy Ghassan Salameh for a Libyan-led transition process. He's called for presidential and parliamentary elections by next July. On the eve of a fourth round of talks on renegotiating the North American Free Trade Agreement, U.S. and Mexican business leaders warned the talks could collapse because of demands by the Trump administration. The head of the U.S. Chamber of Commerce warned against what he called poison pill proposals, including tightening rules of origin, scrapping a dispute resolution mechanism, and a sunset clause requiring treaty renewal every 5 years. The International Monetary Fund Tuesday upgraded its global economic growth forecast for this year to 3.6% and to 3.7% next year. In New York, the benchmark Dow Jones Average Index reached another record high close Tuesday after global chain Walmart forecast a spike in online sales, the Dow closing at 22,830. Syrians, reeling under more than 6 years of war, expressed widespread disappointment Tuesday as their hopes to qualify for the country's first-ever World Cup were dashed in an extra-time loss to Australia 2-1. Meanwhile, the U.S. was also eliminated from World Cup competition with loss to Trinidad 2-1. I'm Victor Beatty.
That's the latest world news from VOA.